question was asked, when Shmuel came to anoint Yishai's son, we find that Shmuel makes mistakes. He thinks the first son is supposed to be the chosen one, and only in the end does Hashem tell him it's supposed to be someone else. Why did it play itself out that way, and how exactly did that happen? So the Navi describes in the book of Shmuel that when the first son walked in, he said, "Ach neged Hashem mishicho." He looked at him, and he was so tall and so handsome. He was so impressive. You felt the presence when he walked into the room. So he said, "I see the anointed one before me." And Hashem said, "Al tabet el mareu vel gva komato." Don't look at his looks, his impression, his height. I hate him. That's what Hashem says. I hate him. Why does Hashem hate him? So our sages say, we find that he was arrogant and he had a temper and he yelled at David unnecessarily, unwarranted. And so Hashem hated him. He was very impressive. Hashem says, "Ki adam yireh la'inayim." Man looks at the eyes. V'Hashem yireh la'levav. Hashem looks at the heart. So our sages describe that Shmuel was actually ready to anoint him. The Navi describes that he already proclaimed, "Here is the chosen one of Hashem." And our sages say the reason this happened was because when Shmuel was approached by Shaul, so Shaul asked him, "Where is the seer? Where is the roeh?" And Shmuel answered, "I am the seer, I am the roeh." So even though ordinarily there'd be nothing wrong with that, on Shmuel's level, using those words, "I am the seer," was tainted slightly with a lack of humility. He should have said, "Hashem is the seer and I am his servant." He should have worded it a little bit differently. He shouldn't have used those terms. So it could be on our level, that wouldn't be a problem. But on Shmuel's level, he was taken to task over that. Our sages say, "Kol ha-gadol mechavero," the greater a person is, tzadikim gdolim, with the extraordinarily pious people, "Hakadosh baruch hu medakdek itam," Hashem takes them to task, "kechut ha-sara," on a hair's width. So Shmuel was asked the question,
what?
Hair's width.
Okay.
Hair's width. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kechut ha-sara, that's the term of the Talmud. Strand of hair. So that's why Hashem caused that at a later juncture in his life, he would step forward after he had a great reputation as a seer, as a prophet, and it would become obvious that he didn't see correctly. He didn't know. And this was a lesson for Shmuel because of the way he expressed himself back when he anointed Shaul. Remember, Shaul walks into town, and Shmuel is ready for him. He already prepared a party. There's already food ready. And he already told the chef, "Save this huge slab of meat for the special guest that's going to come tomorrow." Shaul didn't know Shmuel was ready for him. He walks into town. Who's the seer? Shmuel says, "I am the seer. Come with me. Everyone's waiting for you." Wow, imagine what that felt like. You walk in and suddenly he tells you, "Sit at the head of the table, everyone's waiting. And the donkeys you're worried about, don't worry. Your father already found the donkeys, he started to worry about you." So that was like mind-boggling. Shaul walks in, he didn't introduce himself yet, and Shmuel knows who he is, what he's worried about, and he has news for him. All of that was Hashem's planning. And Shmuel was very humble. Shmuel was equated with Moshe and Aaron. And even so, the wording, "I am the seer," Hashem held him to task over that. It should have been slightly different, and that's why Hashem caused it that he would fumble here. The rest of the children, I don't remember the Medrash explaining exactly how he went, but it does say he interviewed each of the children until he reached a point where he said, "Hatamu anarim, are we all done with the kids? Isn't there another one?" And then the Medrash says, what you brought earlier, the Medrash says that everyone started trembling. And they said, "Now the Navi is going to give us over the head. Now the truth is going to come out." They call in the son, they're thinking, "Oh, the bastard's coming. Now we're in trouble." And when David comes in and Shmuel sees him, so our sages say Shmuel's first feeling was, "Oh no, there's Esav walking in." He saw David, all red, all fiery, and he said to himself, "I see Esav." And Hashem said, "Look at his eyes. Tov ro'i." He goes in accordance with the rulings of the courts. So he doesn't kill without reason. Yes, he will kill, but he will kill by the sword of Hashem. He's not killing unnecessarily. And so Hashem tells Shmuel, get up and anoint him. Our sages say Shmuel had to be told to get up. He wasn't running to anoint David. He also got scared when he saw David. And Hashem said to him, you're standing before the king of Israel. Why are you sitting? Get up. Go anoint him. So that's the Midrashim to some degree about the anointing of David.